Module 5, Using Expectancy Theory. While there are a number of theories which focus on needs as a driver of motivation, Victor Vroom's theory of expectancy rather thrives on the outcomes. To clarify, while Herzberg and Maslow make the case for motivation being something that is dependent on need, Vroom suggests that the best motivation is to concentrate on the result of work as being the ultimate goal. He splits the process down into three sections: effort, for which motivation is essential, performance, and outcome. The theory is that if the employee is sufficiently motivated to achieve the results, their performance will be better as a result, and the outcome will to some extent take care of itself as a result of improved performance, which will itself be a result of greater effort. A history of expectancy theory. Victor Vroom is a much-respected professor and researcher in the business world and works at the Yale Business School, as well as serving as a consultant for some of the world's most successful companies. This elevated status is due in no small part to his expectancy theory of motivation, which addresses the reason why people follow the path that they do within corporations. His proposition was that behavior results from choices made by the individual where the choice exists to do something else. The underlying truth in this theory is that people will do what works out best for them. The important element is the outcome. Vroom worked on this theory with fellow business scientists Edward Lawler and Lyman Porter. The theory dates back to 1964 and is still widely used by professors. While the process is characterized as effort, performance, outcome, and more specifically as E greater than P, increased effort leads to a greater performance, and P greater than O, increased performance brings a better outcome, he takes note of the fact that greater effort will not happen all by itself. What makes a satisfactory outcome for one individual may not necessarily work for another. Clearly, the theory has convinced many, as Vroom has been much in demand since the theory was unveiled, and major companies such as American Express have taken great care to solicit his opinions. While the expectancy theory may seem simple and largely self-explanatory, Vroom does make specific references to elements which can easily be ignored, and without which the theory would not work. It is therefore beneficial to take not only the three factors above, but Vroom's three variables. Understanding the three factors. The core variables in the theory of expectancy are valence, expectancy, and instrumentality. The meaning that these variables have is as follows. Valence: the importance that is placed by the individual upon the expected outcome. If the outcome for a project's successful completion is that the individual will be rewarded with more important projects when they would actually rather be rewarded with time off, they will place less value on the outcome, and their motivation to perform well will suffer, leading to reduced effort. Ensuring that the valence of a task is at a suitable level is a significant motivation. Expectancy: the belief that increased effort will lead to increased performance. Expressed in more simple terms, this means that if you put in more effort, the results will be better. This obviously depends to some extent on having the resources, the skills, and the support to get the job done. While effort is undoubtedly important, it is not quite accurate to say that more effort will always mean better results. More effort on its own may well simply be wasted effort if the person doing the work is using the wrong tools, is the wrong person, or is working with people who have limited interest in reaching the same outcome. Instrumentality: this is the belief that if an individual performs up to a certain level, they will be rewarded with an outcome that will be beneficial to them. It is one thing to tell an individual that, should they meet their performance target, they will be rewarded with a beneficial outcome, and another to convince them of that. The important factors in instrumentality are an understanding that performance equals outcome, so the reward depends upon the satisfactory performance, a sense of trust that the people who promise the reward will deliver, trust in the capacity of the people judging the performance and the outcome. Therefore, the theory will only work in practice if the individual recognizes that they need to perform and trust the people in control to judge their performance and deliver what is promised. Using the three factors to motivate in the workplace. The three factors of the theory of expectation as set out above all have their parts to play in the workplace. Along with what has been learned from Herzberg and Maslow's theory, we can take their insistence on the needs of an employee and put them in a goal-oriented context by applying Vroom's theories. Firstly, there is the issue of valence. Does the motivation exist to complete a task well if the outcome is uninspiring? Surely not. Therefore, to ensure the maximum motivation, it is ideal to offer something which will be coveted. This is perhaps the most important level of the E greater than P greater than O equation. The effort will rise to meet the outcome. How this is used in the workplace will depend on what the company can deliver. Then there is the issue of expectancy. Effort will only lead to performance where the conditions exist to make it so. In the simplest terms, you might be able to deliver a fine reward to someone who can build a kennel for your dog. But if you only hand them two planks of wood and a broken screwdriver, you may as well offer them a trip around the world for all the good it will do. You cannot expect someone to meet their goals if you do not present conditions which make this possible. All the effort in the world will not make it happen. Finally, there is the issue of instrumentality. This is important in workplaces where big rewards have been offered before, and in those where it is done for the first time. There is little point in a small-income business to offer a sports car as an incentive for better performance, as there is little likelihood of them delivering it. Equally, there is a limited reason to offer a chocolate bar as the reward for a project which will make a company $1 million, as it just seems like a slap in the face. Equally, if rewards have been offered before, and the task completed only for the company to express their regrets and fail to pay out the reward, the chance that people will trust enough to put the effort in again is greatly reduced. Case study. Hernando and Jerome were running the newsroom at their local newspaper and had a few deadlines to meet. Unfortunately, things weren't running very smoothly, and most of the reporters' desks were cluttered, and the office was in a state of disarray. They had no idea how to refine the process or motivate the employees towards their publication goal, until Hernando suggested they refine their process by using the three factors which motivate in the workplace. They discussed the valence, expectancy, and instrumentality in the workplace, and figured out that whilst the end goal and incentive was clear, their employees simply didn't have enough hands to complete the job on time. Hernando and Jerome immediately set to work helping each reporter refine their work and put in place a plan to hire more help. Both men were pleased that they could make the publication date on time.